It's an interview with Mr. John McCormick for the Youngstown State University Ursuline High School project by Donna DeBlasio at Mr. McCormick's home on November the 7th, 1974 at 2 o'clock p.m. Mr. McCormick, would you tell me a little bit about your background, your family background?
Well, I was born in Youngstown in 1929. My father died when I was 2 years old. I was raised by my mother and sister. I attended St. Dominic's School, graduated from there, and went to Ursuline High School in 1943, graduated in 47. Now, what more background do you want?
Well, why did you pick Ursuline? Did your parents pick it or did you choose it?
As far as I'm concerned, there was no other high school in town. It's kind of a prejudice. An Irish Catholic privilege. And there were no public high schools except Ursuline High School at the time.
Well, how big would you say the school was as far as number of students?
We had 193 graduating, so there would have been approximately 700 to 800 students at the time in the school.
Could you describe the building for me?
There were two buildings. The original building, which is now the old high school, was the only building in existence for teaching, and then there was the arts building, which is the one that must have been built in the early 1920s. And two buildings was all that was in existence at the time.
Well, what did the building look like as the main building?
The main building, brick structure, three stories, and a rectangular building, nothing fancy other than.
Where would you say most of the students were from the geographical areas?
They were, I think, equally distributed from all sides of town.
What type of social and economic classes went there?
From the very rich to the very poor.
How could the very poor manage to go to Ursuline?
Well, at the time, the tuition was $60 a year, and I think any student could earn that much and pay at least a portion of the tuition.
Did the school have a method for students who wanted to go there to, like, work for their tuition?
Not to my knowledge.
Did you have to buy your books or did you rent them?
We bought them. Most we bought secondhand from students who had in the previous year.
How strict do you say the discipline was?
By today's standards, they're very strict.
Were there many breaches of discipline by the students?
No.
If you did happen to do something wrong, what kind of punishments were there? Detentions?
Primarily detentions, usually 1 hour after school in the study hall.
What kind of dress code was in effect?
Really no dress code to speak of except that you had to be neat and clean.
Did the girls?
The girls didn't wear uniforms at the time.
Could you describe a typical day?
Typical day was to get the bus from whatever side of town you were going to school from, or hitchhike. Primarily I hitchhiked from the far south side to Ursuline. On the days that I didn't get a ride, I did take the bus, transferred downtown, and then got the bus trip on this consumed approximately 45 minutes. And as I recall, religion was usually the first period of the day. And a study hall sometime during the day, periods during the morning. Lunch hour and two periods in the afternoon, and this was the extent of the day.
About what time were you in school?
From 9 until 3.
What type of courses were offered?
I took the straight academic course, which was basic English, religion, and sciences. They did offer for the girls economics. They offered a general business course. And that's about the extent of it, as I recall.
Were there any required subjects that you had to take?
Religion and English.
Were the classes co-ed, or were they?
Yes, they were all co-ed.
What classes did you enjoy the most?
I very much enjoyed Father Gallagher's religion class for the freshman boys. I have very great respect for Father Gallagher. He was unfortunately killed during her, I believe, sophomore year at this one. But he left an indelible impression on a single quote that he made to the incoming freshman, which, as I recall, was ne quid nimis, meaning not too much of anything. And I think that has developed my philosophy of life pretty well.
What other teachers were you impressed by?
Sister Rosemary, who was then a speech and dramatics teacher, who is now a speech and dramatics teacher. And she was very dedicated, and is still, as far as I can determine.
Who was the principal at the time?
Originally Father Gallagher, and after his death, Sister Rosemary was the acting principal, and then Father Holbrook.
What type of extracurricular activities were there?
There was intramural sports for the boys. They did have a bowling team, as I can recall. They had a debate team, as far as I can recall. They had several clubs, which were specific clubs regarding science, English, and religion.
The athletics, was there much competition between Ursuline and other schools?
Yes, Ursuline was in the city series in football and basketball. I think during my years at Ursuline, they either won or were very close to the City Series championship during the 4 years.
Since Mooney wasn't around, who was the the biggest rival?
Probably Rayan, because they were both on the north side.
How good was the attendance at football games?
The attendance was very good at the time. Very nearly sellout crowds.
Were dances held often?
Yes, quite frequently. Fall, winter, spring, and then the usual junior senior prom.
What do you think were the major topics of conversation among the students?
Well, during the time it was during the Second World War, there were a lot of jobs available to very young people. The war was a topic of conversation, and naturally, boys and girls were topics of conversation.
Do you think that World War II had any effect on the students?
I would say not that much, because we were in an age group where the parents normally weren't involved in active military service.
Were there a large number of older students quitting to enlist?
Not a large number. I would say about 5% of class.
What specific gathering places? Were there any special ones where students would get together and talk?
Not specifically. Usually just outside the school building.
Did the students express any dissatisfaction with the high school at the time?
Not to my knowledge. I don't recall any dissatisfaction with the school.
What did you think of the teachers? Do you think they were dedicated?
Very much so.
What type of methods did they use?
Well, the predominance was religious teachers, nuns, and priests. There were very few lay teachers at the time. As I recall in my courses, math was primarily to establish the logic necessary for figuring out problems. There was very little memory as such required of you. I think basically it was the philosophy of every teacher to teach you how to learn more than to learn itself.
How difficult do you think the classes were?
I don't think they were that difficult. Naturally, you have various types of native intelligence among all groups trying to learn. But I think that I was just average intelligence and didn't find any particular course difficult.
Do you think there were a great number of cliques among students?
Yes, there were for a number of reasons, primarily South Siders, North Siders, West Siders, and East Siders. Broken up into parishes, as it is in the present day with Mooney and Ursuline. And even among those on different sides of town, there were cliques.
But do you think that Ursuline prepared you for life?
Yes, I think it did. Primarily because of the philosophy that I mentioned before, Father Gallagher, instilling in you the idea that you should have not too much of anything. This includes wordplay, mostly money.
Was Ursuline mostly geared to college training?
I think in the academic courses, they were primarily geared to college training. The business course was geared to high school, as was the general subject, sociology, problems of democracy.
How many hours of study per night did you put in?
I'd rather pass that question.
Did you hold any jobs while you were going to Ursuline?
Yes. During my freshman year, or prior to it, I was a dishwasher at the Elks Club. During my sophomore year, I had an evening job at Heisley's store. During my junior and senior year, I worked at professional pharmacy as a delivery boy and stock clerk.
Do you think there was a strong emphasis on religion?
I think that probably the strongest emphasis in the school was religion.
How would you compare Ursuline with the other area schools?
I felt prejudicially that Ursuline probably was the best high school in the city. I have no idea what they taught at other schools. I was impressed by the fact that they had woodworking shops, mechanical shops. I couldn't see any good reason for these at the time, since I felt that your high school days were to prepare you to learn not only about how to make a living, but how to live.
Who were your closest friends while you were going to Ursuline?
And by name?
Yes.
My first cousin, Tom McGagan, Jack McAllen, Jerry Stanislaw. First cousin, Bob Reardon, who has since died. These I would number among my closest friends.
When you graduated, what type of feelings did you have about leaving the school?
Mixed. I was happy to be out, to be, in a sense, free. When I got out of school, I went to work at Truscon with the idea of going to college later. And I found that life in the workaday world was pretty dreary. Reporting for the same job every morning at the same time or every afternoon at the same time. You went through a process of repetition that became almost mind-boggling. And it's lack of interest.
What changes have you noted between Ursula when you went and Ursula now?
The first big change, I think, is the number of lay teachers and administrators that you have in the high school now. Secondly, I think the curriculum that is currently offered is much broader in its base. As I recall, our kids going to school had the option of quite a number of courses that would not even be thought of when I went to high school. I was impressed by the fact that they introduced some courses that were in conjunction with Youngstown State. Hi, how are you? Butler Art Institute, Stambaugh Auditorium, that are more or less civic courses.
Do you think that the changes are for the better?
Yes, I do. I think the student gets a broader choice and a broader education by using these courses that are civic-minded.
Do you think that the use of more lay faculty has helped the school?
No, I don't. I think that those who are lay faculty in the Catholic high schools, because of their lower pay, must necessarily have a greater degree of dedication than some of those in the public schools. But I don't think that their dedication runs to the degree that of the priests and nuns have in their life and their education.
Well, now you're looking back at Ursuline, but have been any changes you would have made while you were going there?
None that I can think of right offhand.
What kind of feeling? Is it a feeling of great pride in fact going to Ursuline?
Yes, there was. I think much more so than attending any other school in the city. As I say, from my point of view, I was born and raised an Irish Catholic, and at the time considered it a privilege to be able to go to a Catholic high school. At the same time, it was at that time an obligation. This was instilled in the religion classes from grade 1 through grade 12. I think this is one of the major changes from the time I went to school to the current day. I don't think that Catholic education could support all of those who would be entered in a Catholic high school under an obligatory procedure.
Do you think that going to a Catholic school gives you less of a background, you know, since you usually only meet Catholics, most students are Catholic, or then rather than going to a public school?
No, because I think you have just as wide a diversity among those from the very rich families, the rich families, the families who are from each side of town, different parishes. I think they give you the diversity you would get in a public school among mixed religions.
Were there a large number of non-Catholics at Ursuline?
No. I don't know of any non-Catholics, and if there were, the number was very, very small.
What type of publications were there at Ursuline when you went?
They had a school paper whose name I can't recall. And the annual, which at that time was the Ursulinum. Those were the only publications.
What other notable classmates, you know, most people around here would know about, went to school with you?
Well, I think probably one of the most notable would be Father Summers, pastor of Immaculate Conception. There were a couple of priests from the graduating class who have since left the priesthood. One of my very friends is a prominent surgeon in Warren, Jerry Stanislaw. One man I can recall is in the educational system in the high schools, handling federal aid to education, Jim French. Other than that, I think most of us are common folks.
Were you yourself involved in many extracurricular activities?
Primarily intramural basketball. I was involved in the senior play when I was a senior, if we can call this extracurricular. This I very much enjoyed under Sister Rosemary's tutelage.
And what play did you do?
Now you're putting me on. I can't recall the name of it. I do recall a couple of plays that I was behind the scenes in. Prior to the time I was a senior, one was Brewster's Millions. One was Remote during my freshman year. During my senior year, I don't recall the name of the play.
Would you say you had a fear of the teachers? Were they very domineering?
I think as regards authority, they would have been considered domineering, but reasonable. By today's standards, I would have considered them very, very strict disciplinarians, and I did fear them merely because of their authority. I think one of today's great lacks among youth is the fear of authority.
Do you think going to Ursuline left you a great deal of leisure time for yourself and to go with your friends?
Not a whole lot, since I was employed all during my 4 years. I really had very little leisure time. Most of my work was naturally after school. During the junior and senior year, it was from normally 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Saturdays, all day. During the sophomore year, I had a job at an ice cream store working from 3:30 to 11 o'clock, 6 days a week, which was pretty time consuming. So during that period of time, I had very, very little leisure time.
Did the school receive a lot of support from the parents?
Not nearly so much as they do today, from what I can see. I think that the parent-teacher meetings today are much better attended than they were during my day.
Do you think there was a great deal of school spirit, or more so, when you went than there is now?
No, I think it was on an equal basis, from what I can see from our kids who went to Arizona. They have an even greater degree because of the rivalry with Mooney, particularly, although there was a great deal of school spirit during the time that I went there. The C-Series rivalry during football probably was responsible for the greatest degree of spirit, but I think the religious atmosphere at the school, too, contributed to the spirit in more ways than just spirit as such. I think all of the students had a deeper inner appreciation to go along with the school spirit.
Were there a lot of rallies held when you went?
Yes, for every game they had a rally. I think, much the same as they do today.
And what were they like?
The coach would naturally predict his victory. If he were the underdog, he was sure that the spirit of the Fighting Irish would come through, as they do with Notre Dame. Each of the players would, in his turn, give a little talk to boost students. But I think essentially they were the same then as they are now.
Did they have a large band at the time?
No, they didn't. I'd have to say the band was very, very small by comparison to today's standards. With approximately 700 students in the school, I would guess that less than one-fourth could play a musical instrument. Most of those who did belong to the band.
Do you recall who the band director was?
No, I don't.
When newcomers came into the school, were they accepted or were they kind of resented by the other students?
The only newcomers that would be admitted were from St. Edward's Junior High. They would come from the ninth grade at St. Ed's to the sophomore year person. These were very readily accepted. I don't recall any transfer students at all from other schools other than those at St. Ed's. But there's no harassment of any kind. They were just very well accepted.
Did those students from St. Edward's tend to stick together?
Not to my recollection, they didn't. They mixed very well with most of the students.
To your knowledge, would you say that was true today?
You mean among transfer students from various schools?
Yes.
I can't honestly answer that question.
Are there any other comments you'd like to make about Ursula?
No, not really.